WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Three new criminal charges against former President Donald Trump stemming from his alleged mishandling of classified documents. The indictment alleges Trump and aides asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his South Florida estate. ABC News contributor John Katko, a former assistant U.S. attorney and former Republican congressman, says that wipes out the former president's earlier defense strategy.
Instead of just saying, I just had some documents and I had them here, no big deal, you now show through his actions that he was willfully trying to conceal the fact that he had the documents there. And he was willfully trying to get others to erase evidence that was there.
The Trump campaign called the new charges harassment. The White House said President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter if convicted the day after a plea deal on tax and gun crimes fell apart. This is ABC News. In Australia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, trying to shore up U.S. influence in the Pacific, accused China of, quote, bullying behavior in the region, promising continued support for allies in the area. In Michigan, the sentencing hearing for Ethan Crumbly, the convicted school shooter who killed four classmates outside Detroit 2 years ago.
Families of the victims sobbed as prosecutors played previously unseen surveillance video of the shooting, and the courtroom listened to recordings made by Crumbly the night before the shooting.
And I'm going to be the next school shooter.
Prosecutors also showed a handwritten journal recovered from Crumbly's backpack, who was 15 at the time of the shooting. In the journal, Crumbly writing, I am fully committed to this now. I am going to prison for life.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. The mother of a Uvalde school shooting victim is running for mayor. Kimberly Mata Rubio becoming a fierce advocate for gun violence prevention. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Thank you, Don. Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, July 27th, National Scotch Day. Scotchy, Scotch, Scotch. And National Intern Day. And we're very thankful for Fiona Hatch, our intern for the summer at Up North News, and interns everywhere. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about Barbie's World and the complicated place that it is, especially when you talk about where Barbie's world fits into the real world after having seen the movie last night. And Aaron Zommers here, our producer, saw it earlier. So we'll chat a bit more about the movie. Obviously, if you have thoughts about it as well, you're welcome to join into the discussion at 844-967-2789. And I say that because, as folks who have seen the movie would attest, the movie gets deeper than you might expect. And it leads itself into all kinds of, you know, societal conversations. And so if you've seen the movie and want to give us your two cents as well, we'll stick around. We'll have that coming up in just a little while. We may be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is traveling today, says she may try to check in at some point during the hour. We'd be happy to have her along as well. This is a good time to remind folks that throughout the summer, while blood banks are very short on blood supplies, which are so vital for people suffering from accidents and injuries and illnesses, this is your chance to help give back and literally give a little bit of yourself, but maybe win some prizes as well. So go to a blood donation center, make an appointment, go give blood, take a selfie while you're donating blood, put that on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and use the hashtag #CivicPints. For Civic Media and a pint of blood, Civic Pints. And there's also an entry form that you can fill out over at civicmedia.us. And along with doing good, you could win yourself a pair of tickets to see a Brewers game. So up to 50 pairs of tickets will be given away. Up to 50 pairs of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair are going to be given away, along with a lot of Civic Media swag. So go donate blood. Put a selfie up about it, give it the hashtag #CivicPints, and do some good for your community, for your fellow man and woman, and maybe even somebody that you know and love. Over at UpNorthNewsWI.com, which is our website here from Up North News, you will see an article from Kia Vakil, and because I'll be off tomorrow, we won't get a chance to talk to Kia this week, so I'd really like it if you go over and read what he's doing for us, especially in light of a tentative deal between UPS and the Teamsters Union to avoid a strike. It means some 340,000 workers are going to get raises, And it's just, it's a huge win for full and part-time workers who are also going to get some better working conditions. And Kia Vakil tells us all about that, again, over at the website, upnorthnewswi.com. We have those in there, a little bit more about, you know, the drought that continues to plague Wisconsin farmers and so much more. So again, go to upnorthnewswi.com. Regular Facebook commenter Roger tells us that it is also Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Aaron, I didn't see that. And I think the reason why, and this is where I get into trouble, but sometimes you say things just for the punchline. I think it's because there's no such thing as anybody who appreciates bagpipes.
I appreciate bagpipes.
I could be wrong. Oh, do you now? Okay. Why do you have you ever had somebody rehearse bagpipes, you know, under your roof?
You know, I can't say that I have. Maybe that would change my mind.
I haven't either, but I can only imagine what it would sound like. But no, when done right, it's a beautiful thing. But there's also times when it's not so beautiful. But Roger, thank you for those who, there is that. We also, you know, as we note, Christina Laurie puts together the newsletter for Up North News. Sharita Booker puts together our social media posts, and you can find us on social media at Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI when you do that. In fact, the first thing that you'll see on the Up North News Facebook feed right now is something that I noted this morning for folks who missed our interview yesterday with Samuel Friedman, who wrote the book about Hubert Humphrey's 1948 speech that helped turn around the Democratic Party and get the party to embrace civil rights. Well, we've put the full interview up on the Up North News YouTube page. So you can go to YouTube and search for Up North News WI, or you can go to Facebook and you'll find a link right there. And one more to share from our Facebook page, and that is how a couple of former UW-Milwaukee women's soccer stars, Chandler McDaniel and Olivia Davies McDaniel, have helped the Philippines qualify for the FIFA World Cup, which is going on right now. So for details about that, look for Up North News on Facebook and read all about that post that Sharita has put up as well. If I'm not mistaken, the U.S. women's team, let's see, it was a draw, 1-1 against the Netherlands as part of the round robin opening of the FIFA World Cup tournament. And then they play again next Tuesday. And I think then we start getting into the knockout round after that. So you'll hear us talking much more about the Women's FIFA World Cup once that gets going more toward middle to late next week. We're going to take a break here. We're going to talk about the Brewers playing and wrapping up their series against Cincinnati before they head on the road for the next couple of series, and our full weatherology forecast. That's coming up right after this break here up north.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Julie Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
There's got to be a morning after if we can hold on through the night.
Again, we noted on our birthdays today, Maureen McGovern turns 74 years old today, and she gave us the theme from the Poseidon Adventure, the 1972 disaster movie, The Morning After. It's going to be another scorcher today, and Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology joins us now to tell us all about it, one that folks really need to take seriously with some triple-digit heat indexes on the way. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, like you said, it looks like a hot forecast for everyone today. Nearly everyone in the 90s, as we should be in the low to mid 80s instead. A few cooler spots closer to Lake Michigan in the 80s around Oshkosh and Milwaukee. A heat advisory is in effect already around Baldwin, and then that heat advisory will go into effect this afternoon for Amory, Madison, and Richland Center, and for the southwestern portions of the state. And as you mentioned, with heat indices expected to feel over 100 degrees today, very hot, sticky, muggy one. We're looking at sunny skies expected for most today. Slight chance for showers and storms from Wausau over to Amory, and then a chance for storms across the board for tonight. A marginal risk for severe weather for extreme southern Wisconsin, and a slight risk, a level 2 out of 5 on the severe weather scale from Richland Center and everyone north of that. Friday, a chance for showers and storms tomorrow with partial sunshine, a marginal risk for severe weather for central and west central Wisconsin, and a slight risk for the southern half of the state. Mid to low 90s lingering for the south, and then getting into the 80s from Oshkosh northward as a cold front begins to push through the state tomorrow. A look, a calmer and cooler weekend ahead. Sunny skies expected both Saturday and Sunday across the board. That cold front really gets through the state on Saturday. Temperatures pretty average around the mid to low 80s from Wisconsin Rapids to the south, dropping into the upper 70s from Wausau over to Amory and also along Lake Michigan. Then on Sunday, a high pressure system gets in control and essentially looks like a similar day to Saturday.
It is so still out there right now. I had to go take a picture on Lake Wasota here. It's just like glass because nobody's even out fishing or pontooning or anything. You get a perfect reflection, and it's just going to be one of those days. Jennifer, thank you so much. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks to you.
Jen Wojcicki from Weatherology joining us here. For the Brewers now, Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings and matched a career high with 13 strikeouts. Tyrone Taylor hit a 2-run home run. And the Brewers beat the Reds 3-0 on Wednesday. That's it for the regular season. The Brewers took the season series with the Reds 10-3. And it was the Brewers' 12th shutout victory of the season. So the Brewers once again are back to a game and a half lead over the Reds atop the National League Central Division. Off today, they travel to Atlanta to take on the Braves this weekend, then Washington, D.C. early next week to take on the Nationals, and they're back home next Thursday for a division series against the Pirates. Well, as mentioned, I spent last night in a theater watching the Barbie movie and took both of our adult daughters, because as I've mentioned, we're kind of having our annual family staycation this week. And so there we were with, you know, my wife and our two daughters who are in their early 30s. Also, one of the younger grandsons came along. The younger grandson, the 9-year-old, didn't get a lot out of the movie. And it's not because he's a boy and it's a girl's movie, but the movie just wasn't designed for 9-year-olds, especially 9-year-old boys. At least they didn't get as much out of it as the adults in the room did. The movie was actually really nothing like what I expected. Yes, I expected it to be, you know, campy. I expected some of the contemporary messages about independence and self-esteem. And we've heard that for a couple of generations now. Young women have, and young men too. And that's all good. It's not that I didn't think it was going to be a little campy, but there was so much more than that. And I wasn't expecting a lot new. But once you take care of the prerequisite opening cliches, the movie gets somewhat deep rather quickly. And so without wanting to give too much away, let me try to sum it up this way. The central conflict here isn't merely that women are given mixed messages in society and are often giving mixed messages to themselves as well as to others. There's also a conflict here about the tools that are used in the hopes of providing encouragement, even emancipation. But they themselves can become the tools that exacerbate self-doubt. They highlight the barriers that we face in life. And frankly, they come to symbolize our individual shortcomings when we don't grow up to be the astronaut or the physicist or, you know, whichever Barbie happened to be, you know, any child's favorite. And so to tie a simplistic bow on all of that, what I got from the movie, and I think you would too, is that we continue to be the masters of our own inner messaging. But it really helps if you also have good friends, good role models, and even toys that enhance our dreams rather than simply fuel unrealistic fantasies. So that's kind of the mostly women's side of the equation on the movie. Let's talk about the guys for just a moment here. And let's start with some personal acknowledgments. I have never been hesitant to say that despite great strides over the past few decades, we still face a level of fake masculinity that is holding all of us back from our full potential. And that's because there are people who see gender equality and diversity as somehow diluting our full potential. And that's because what they really mean is it's diluting their full potential as quote unquote manly men. And you can see it in the downright clownish criticisms of the Barbie movie and its storyline. The movie does have a depiction of the patriarchy, and it's mentioned several times throughout the movie. The depiction of the patriarchy is hyperbolic, yes, but only as a way to enhance the plot line. The patriarchy itself is as real as ever. As one guy says in the movie, we're just doing a better job of hiding it. And it's something that the characters, both female and then male, must face up to, must recognize, and then make a decision how they're going to handle it. Some people have made the decision of how they're going to handle a world that is still short of equal opportunity, and they're going to belittle any push for progress, whether it's in, gender stereotypes or embracing diversity. And yeah, if this sounds rather deep to get into about a movie that you thought was just about a little girl's plaything, you're right. And that's what surprised me about the movie as well. It's still fun. I'm not taking anything away from the music and the costumes, and what a trip through time as you see all the different Barbie dolls, all the different variations of Barbie, and then all of the other Barbie characters that you've had introduced throughout the years with various features, you know, dogs that poop, breasts that grow, things like that. But Greta Gerwig, who was one of the writers as well as the director of the movie, really takes us places that I certainly think every girl and every woman will want to see at some point. But frankly, I think a whole lot of men ought to do so as well. And I hope what they get away from this is, and forgive the cliche, but I think it's worth noting, is that we should allow ourselves to see the best in each other, and that we all need to communicate better with each other. Again, I don't want to, you know, do too much in the way of spoiler alerts, but you know, Barbie does need to do a better job of communicating with Ken and Ken with Barbie, and not just make assumptions, either based on gender or based on lifestyle, whatever the case may be. And if so, if we listen to the better angels of our nature, we're all better suited. So that sounds awfully highfalutin for a Barbie movie review, but I did come away, Aaron, rather impressed by it. And I know you felt the same as well.
Absolutely. And I think that, I think if anything, men, at least as much, if not more so than women, should watch it and maybe bring some self-awareness, maybe see some of these behaviors exaggerated and then see, do I do that? And think about it and how you can avoid it and just be a better person. And the other thing that really comes away from it to me is when you said you wouldn't expect that from a movie about children's toys, which I think brings to mind that this movie teaches us more the importance of what we are giving to children. Like, so many parents now just be like, okay, your kid has a tablet, plop him down in front of the screen and go nuts. And not thinking about what you do for your kids and what you expose them to and being somewhat intentional about it can lead to a lot of the problems that they talk about in this movie, like with Barbie setting unrealistic expectations. I'm not saying don't give your kids Barbies, but I am saying just think about it.
Context. Parents provide context. It's not enough to provide the tablet or the Barbie doll, but to talk about what your child is getting out of that, to explain, if we're talking about a tablet and explaining, like our parents had to say to us, that just because, you know, Wile E. Coyote chases the Roadrunner off a cliff doesn't mean that we should go running off a cliff. That's probably an extreme example here. But, you know, again, giving that context that not everything is resolved, you know, through violence, or that no matter how big our dreams are, it takes work to make them happen. And sometimes even then they don't happen. But if you're still enjoying what you do, if you're still working hard and playing nice with others, that you're going to have a happy life, even if it doesn't go exactly the way that you want it. And that's part of, you know, what one of the characters in this movie faces, is that, you know, they thought their life was going to go in a different direction, but once they come to terms with where they are, you realize you can be happy if you're still being nice to people and communicating it well. And to get back to your first point, for the men who should be watching this movie, again, the critics who are like, oh, they want all men emasculated, etc., stop it. No, it's that occasionally men and women, but I'm going to speak just to the men here. Sometimes, guys, you actually really do have to check yourself and say, wait, was that over the line? Is that a joke that maybe I should lose from my repertoire? Whatever the case may be, you know, words, before we get into actions that hurt the women in our lives, let's look at the words that are used with the women in our lives. And, you know, don't just assume, well, she knows I'm joking or whatever. Put a little bit more thought into it. Don't be as shallow as some of the Ken dolls can be.
Absolutely. I think that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's two guys with their pop psychology about the Barbie movie. And again, we may or may not be hearing from Dr. Lyerly, who certainly will have some thoughts on this in our next segment. But because we don't know if she'll be with us or not, we would love to take your phone calls as well, either on the topics generally that we've talked about or about the movie. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. It'd be great to hear from you and get your thoughts on this. And then next week or the week after, we'll both go see Oppenheimer, and we're going to be experts on nuclear physics. But that's for another time. We'll be back after this. You're up now.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Three new criminal charges against former President Trump and a new defendant in the special counsel's case that centers on classified documents. The government alleging the maintenance manager at Mar-a-Lago was told to wipe surveillance footage. ABC's John Santucci has more.
They took the indictment that was already out there that we reported on several weeks ago, and they superseded it. They added more charges. So in the case of Trump, we now have three additional charges against the former president, two of which extremely significant: obstruction of justice.
The White House Thursday said President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter if convicted on tax and gun charges after his plea agreement fell apart. One day after the UN said this month is on track to be the hottest in history, about 150 million people in the U.S. from coast to coast are under heat alerts. This is ABC News.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You think Kristen's taking these lyrics personally, Aaron, that you picked out just for her?
I don't think so. I think because it's Weezer, we're all good.
Okay. All right.
We're all good.
We're all good. So we'll get to Kristen in just a moment. But first, Mark from Prairie Sax on the line. Mark, how are you this morning? What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Barbie movie when I get this, finally get this chest tube out of me, that because the hose that goes along with the little collection bath and boxes, just too clumsy to be sitting in a theater.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to it, because I think it's when I first heard about it, I was, kind of, a little bit dubious too. But now that I've heard that it's actually a good piece. It's probably a really good piece of storytelling, trying to make a point that I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I couldn't help, for some reason, the movie Waitress by Adrienne Quinn just popped into my head as well, and it's just so unfortunate that she's no longer with us in that tragic situation there. But the movie Waitress was really quite good as well. But I mean, it just is for these men that want to maintain the patriarchy. I mean, what don't they get? I mean, society has changed so much for the better, and you know, I just assume we not move back to the illusion that they have with the 1950s was all about, because none of these guys were really in charge back then either, and because it was long before they were born some are being born in 1958 and, you know, growing up in the 60s. But why do they want to bring us back? I mean, maybe not even to the 1950s, to the 1850s, considering Ron DeSantis and the other clowns down that are defending Ron DeSantis as his current idiocy, talking about slavery being, it wasn't so bad. See, they learned a skill. Well, nonsense. I mean, that are just, all they think they can get away with it is just beyond me.
Right.
Thanks so much for the conversation, brothers.
You bet. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, brothers. Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a great day. It's the fairy tale aspect that people want to go back, Kristen, to some kind of a fairy tale situation where, you know, there were no problem pregnancies, abortion wasn't necessary, every woman stayed home and had 2.5 children, and it's nothing like that at all. And I know you haven't seen the movie, but you know enough about all of this. You know enough about the stereotypes. You know about the things that you heard when you said, I want to be a doctor, and, you know, that despite many gains of the past couple of generations, we still got a ways to go.
Oh, for sure. When I tell people that I work at the hospital, it never fails. People say, oh, are you a traveling nurse? I mean, so many stereotypes. But, you know, all of that aside, I have four sons. And there was just a big article in the New York Times over the weekend about how what's happening in our society right now is not serving men. And boys and men are suffering. And this is, we are creating this unachievable vision of what they are supposed to do and they are supposed to be, and they don't fit into that paradigm either. And I think that young people really understand that, and they are gonna be, I've said this before, they are gonna be the people who help us figure out what the new path is, that we can't go back to that old path that never existed in the first place, but we have to forge ahead and create a new path.
Yeah, we've got a comment from somebody who's listening over at WXCO in Amory, Bull Falls Radio, saying, awesome review of Barbie, Pat, and Aaron. I haven't seen it yet, but I intend to because of all the things you mentioned. Sounds like it presents Barbie as a Rorschach paradox. It's either a feminist icon or a sexist tool of the patriarchy. As I love to say, context is everything. And yeah, that's really what I got out of it, is that there is no one answer. It's not just the messages that are given to you, but then how you take something and provide messages in return. And you can say that about Barbie, or you can say that about our own hopes and dreams. And I just thought it was extremely well written. By the way, not to say the movie's perfect. They're far from it. There are a couple of times where I just kind of roll my eyes. But, you know, as an overall vehicle, I thought it was rather worthwhile. So I think it's something where your boys, I mean, it would be wrong to try to like make boys go see it and they're not going to want to be seen in the theater. But at some point, it's going to stream. And, you know, I hope they get a chance to see it because, like everything else, you know, any additional context a boy can get in terms of messaging about not just, you know, talking to the women in their lives, but to themselves and their behavior and their inner voices, I think is a good thing.
I also did when I went. I saw plenty of men and boys, like younger people going too. So I think that whether they care less about the masculinity or the marketing was just so successful, either way, I think they are more likely to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely see that. And as I was leaving the theater with my daughters, and you know, basically my first thought to them when the movie was over is to tell them how proud I am of them, not just as young women, but as mothers themselves now, and what a good job that they're doing. And then, of course, being a typical dad, I had to crack a joke and say, you know, the Barbie movie was able to do for all of these men today what it took, you know, a decade of reading my mom's Cosmo magazines to do for me. Was to show me the women's perspective. You know, like any young boy, you're noticing the pretty woman on the cover, but I actually, unlike a lot of guys, I actually read the articles, and you know, the articles were very telling, and I think helped inform a viewpoint that, again, not going to say I'm a perfect guy by any stretch of the imagination, but probably a little more empathy having read through all that throughout the 70s.
I love how you said you felt like you had to justify it. Like, you know, I read Cosmo, but I read the articles. Like, you hear that about Playboy, but I get it for the articles.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you I got it for the articles. But I will also say, and try not to take here, we're talking about Barbie and emancipation and feminism and everything. And here I am dragging the conversation into Playboy. Some very, very good writers were in there as well. And you notice how Aaron quickly left the conversation after that. That
was, he did. Bye, Aaron. Yep.
But that has nothing to do with it. I just figured the conversation was continuing on. I don't know. I have nothing to contribute because I've never read any articles or seen a Playboy or anything like that. And not that I've never read articles. I've never read articles in either of those magazines.
Well, again, you've got, you know, magazines, you know, I guess there's more than ever before, it seems, but it also seems like, again, you've kind of diluted, you know, the writing pool. Here's a good example. Let's get away from Playboy before I get into trouble here. And Teen Vogue, where, you know, once upon a time it was nothing but the stereotypical articles. But now, I mean, that's like cutting edge news coverage for the writing that's in there about various issues, mainly political issues. And you wouldn't have expected that, but again, that's probably what made it so effective.
Oh, you know what else? Rolling Stone. I don't know if you've been following Rolling Stone at all, but they've gotten really political as it relates to the art behind their original purpose. I actually subscribe to Rolling Stone because I really appreciate what they're doing.
Oh, okay. No, I have not. And I've noticed, I don't even get to see this much online anymore because they're doing more of the gates about either subscribe or even just create an account. And of course, if you create an account, that means you're going to get all kinds of email or what have you from there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm completely taking away from the whole purpose of hometown health, which is what we occasionally try to do here Thursdays at 7:30. A lot of times with a guest, but today you wanted to talk more about, let's see, your exact line was heat, water, and syphilis. So
that's catchy, isn't it?
Take us down that path from your Arizona experiences.
Well, I just wanted to share, you know, I haven't been working in Wisconsin because of the 1849 criminal abortion ban that makes it really hard for doctors to provide care to women in Wisconsin. So while I am on the Attorney General's lawsuit as a plaintiff, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with the DAs, whether they're going to enforce this ban, I've had a wonderful opportunity to work in some other places throughout the country, mostly Minnesota and Arizona, in places where there is a dire shortage of physicians here in this country, and rural areas are suffering more than anyone. And I've been spending a lot of time down in Arizona in July. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the headlines, but it's been hot down here, super hot. We're breaking records in Phoenix. I'm up in northern Arizona on the Navajo and Hopi reservations, and it's shocking to me how Arizona is so different than Wisconsin, but there are so many things that we are dealing with that have a common theme. And air, water, and surprisingly, syphilis are three things that I thought really stood out and deserved at least a little bit of a conversation.
Sorry, I was all muted there. I was tapping away on my keyboard because I wanted to get the title right. Air, water, and why syphilis?
Well, Syphilis has, so if you don't know about syphilis, because it sounds like something that we joked about in junior high but wasn't real, it's real. And the incidence of syphilis has been rising. In fact, it's tripled in across the country, in Wisconsin and in Arizona, since 2017. These are 2021 numbers, so we know that those numbers lag, so it's even more now than it was before. Syphilis can be really benign. It's often initially presents as just a painless sore that you may not even notice. And then it evolves into more of a rash. And if left untreated, it becomes latent. It just kind of hangs out in your body and just waits to cause problems potentially in the future. And the problems it can cause include problems with your brain and your heart and your eyes and other issues. So this is a problem that, because the incidence is rising, because it's spread sexually, because it may not be diagnosed, we've got to do more screening. And in my population, pregnant people especially, it can cause major congenital syphilis issues. Babies who are born looking normal, behaving normally, but down the road develop severe problems, deafness, neurological issues, and even death. Here on the Navajo Reservation, we've actually lost two babies in the last year. So syphilis is a public health crisis. And as you walk around here in Northern Arizona, you see giant signs that talk about, come on in and get screened. There are clinics that are very available. The barriers are almost entirely removed for people to come in and just get the blood test that will help them determine whether they've been exposed to this so that we can treat it and prevent those long-term implications, as well as what happens to, you know, the most vulnerable people, newborn babies in this population. But this is also happening in Wisconsin, and we're doing additional screening in Wisconsin for exactly the same reason. And that's why I wanted to make sure we talked a little bit about it today.
Well, the screening aspect of it, I can't emphasize enough, because that really is the underpinning of healthcare reform in this country. And something that, mm-hmm. you know, we tried to do in the legislature 15 years ago was setting aside everything else. If we can just get people to come in for screenings, for that one annual physical or that screening, because you'll catch something early, it's so worth it. It's worth the whatever the cost is. And yet you have the, you know, a conservative U.S. Supreme Court, you know, that once again is, you know, looking at throwing out parts of the Affordable Care Act, like this, if they were to uphold this one judge in Texas that is throwing out, you know, the covered screenings that everybody should have under their health insurance plan. How that is still a not a thing in this country compared to other countries where this is covered is one of our eternal mysteries.
It is. And to be very clear, screening is a test that you get when you don't have symptoms. Mm-hmm. Screening is something that we do for everyone to make sure that there's not something there that we missed or that we can't see yet, so that we can treat it in the early stages. Because we know that if we can treat many things, whether it's a sexually transmitted infection or a cancer or heart disease, all of these things, if we can tackle them early, we see much better outcomes down the road. And, you know, people tend to regret if they are diagnosed later, if they're looking back and they recognize that the signs and symptoms were there and they haven't been able to get the treatment that they needed early on. So that just underscores how important this is on a population basis, but on a personal basis as well.
Kristen's going to hang around, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Luke Mathers as part of the conversation coming up next on this Thursday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 58. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 78. 81 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. Tom.
What'd you do for us today, Aaron, for Luke Mathers' Walk of Music?
Alive by Pearl Jam, because in the break, you asked how he's doing, and he said, well, I'm not dead.
Okay, well, right side of the dirt, that's always a good thing. Good morning, Mr. Mathers.
Good morning, Mr. Krylo.
How you doing?
I'm doing. That's not dead. I'm doing on a Thursday morning. We're excited to join you here on Up North News Radio. How are you doing?
Good here. Better. I mean, yesterday, I wasn't sure I was going to have a show today because I've told the story now for a couple of days about it's great to have the grandkids here, but you know, first the 4-year-old when he was younger, and now the 1-year-old, they come here, they got the runny nose going already, and next thing you know, a couple of days later, I was laid out flat yesterday, and so was my older daughter, the aunt of young Miss Charlotte, and you know, that happens when you have these loving, beautiful little petri dishes.
I think that my parents' immune system has got to be, they do, my mom refers to it as grand camp. Both of my older siblings have a handful of young ones right now, and my parents help out with childcare. And so they go through a very, very similar routine as you then, Pat. They have the kids coming through the house all the time, and I swear somebody's nose is always running and somebody's always coming, like overcoming a cold. So
yes,
it's always an interesting game to play of who's going to catch what when.
Yeah. Hey, normally I'm looking ahead about either a town call or about the Cripes cast or whatnot. But actually, I want to give Aaron first dibs on this to just go back to yesterday's Todd Alba show and recommend that people go to the Civic Media website and look up yesterday's Todd Alba show to listen back. Can you set up what they were talking about, why they got so many calls yesterday that wanted to chime in on, what was it, political divisions?
Yes. Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, decided to debut a new report that they put out on our show yesterday. And this report details the growing political division and extremism in our country. And it is on both sides. And you might hear me say that and get defensive and be like, what? But if you're a liberal, you might hear me say that and get offended. Like, what? They're the ones who are lying and everything. We're just trying to tell the truth. And that isn't the point of it. It's not who's right and who's wrong. It's the fact that neither side is willing to tolerate the other. And we kind of know that already, but this puts some hard numbers to it, and it's kind of frightening. The likelihood of violence increases all the time. And
well,
so that's what it's about.
That is a real concern that, you know, we're in this age where we're disagreeing more than ever And again, I think we know why we're disagreeing, but to the extent that it could lead to people, you know, acting out is a genuine thing. So anyway, go back and listen to that. Then for the lighter side, I want to
lift off my cap though. For some reason, I was being applauded for that. I had nothing to do with the Todd. That was like the 2 hours that I was otherwise working, and Todd's shouting me out. Aaron's shouting me out. I'm like, I appreciate the shout out, guys, but that was all tremendous work on the Todd Alba Show and the excellent work that went into that yesterday. So hats off to them. No need to include me in the accolades for it. That was a tremendous episode. I'm looking forward to listening to the podcast on Civic Media.
Kristen, do you get as sickened by his humility as I do? I mean, he just doesn't.
I was so confused. I was getting all these messages and I thought I did something else wrong, apparently. And I was like, oh, wait, okay.
Man,
cool.
Just does not understand that his middle name is Linchpin around here. It's just
good person.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's when I'm missing the middle name, then I feel like a grenade. Okay, it's coming together then. It's coming together then. Okay.
That kind of pin.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yet he's so suspicious.
Yes. Getting to the lighter side now of Charlie Behrens and the Cripes cast. Aaron, do you know what's coming up this weekend?
Yes, it is another comedian. It's Andrew Raffi, who toured with Charlie Behrens for a while and opened up for him. So they have some airing of the grievances to talk about. And it's a fun time.
If you've watched any of Charlie's clips online as well, this comedian joins him in a number of those clips. So a very familiar personality if you've been following Charlie Behrens.
Very nice. And tell folks a bit about Town Call, as we do every Thursday. Encourage them to come on back at 12:15.
Yeah, we have an excellent conversation. William Walter and I host a Town Call forum, so everybody can call in across the state of Wisconsin. From 12:15 to 1, we try to dive into a number of topics and get listeners to be the star of the show by calling in. So you can do that every weekday. We try to dive into a different topic each day and go a little bit deeper and hear a number of different perspectives on it. So you can listen to Town Call across the Civic Media weekdays after the network news block at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Will and I get control of the rest of the 12 o'clock hour across Civic Media. And we got a brand new podcast as well that is debuting. It debuted last weekend. And I apologize. It was my mistake for not getting to share it with you last week when I joined you. But Bird on the Wire is officially launching across the Civic Media network. So Lou Anne Bird ran for state assembly last year, and she wants to continue to have civil conversations with members of the community and a variety of different topics as well. Similar approach to what we're doing at Town Call. But Bird on the Wire airs on WAUK Radio, the Shaw in Waukesha, 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM on Sundays at 3. So if you're looking for some civil conversations, here's some dialogue from Lou Anne Bird. You can tune in on Waukesha across the Waukesha airwaves, 540 AM and 101 FM on Sundays at 3 for Bird on a Wire with Lou Anne Bird.
Kristen, Lou Anne Bird is just a godsend. I mean, you've talked like all the other women who ran for assembly in the last cycle or two, just such amazing folks.
She is delightful, and her history, the things that she has done in her community, the difference that she's made, advocating on behalf of disability rights and so many other things. I can't wait to hear her podcast.
Now, go ahead, Aaron.
And I can confirm, having listened to some of it to help with the editing, she finds some other really good people to talk to. So there's a lot of insight to be heard there.
She knows people. People mm-hmm. And people want to know her. Kristen, since I didn't know whether you were traveling or whatnot, will there be a public service announcement on Asgo's Wisconsin today?
Sadly, no. Okay. I'm spending the whole day traveling back home today. And there won't be next week either, because Kristen's on vacation next week.
So. Okay.
It's going to be a couple weeks, but we did get our conversation about syphilis, and so I feel like
I was going to say, we got to talk about syphilis today, so we got that going. Luke is leaving the studio now.
I did not know that was the topic of conversation, so that's good to know. I'm going to have to listen back to the Up North News podcast now.
Yeah, it was right there. Today's hometown health, air, water, and syphilis. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get used to it. Get the screenings, people. Not just syphilis, anything. Don't
all
put
of it.
Things off. Yeah. And you know what? We didn't get into that. We did talk about a lot of gender norms today because of the Barbie movie. But one of those that far too many men have, like, oh, I don't need to go to a doctor. I don't need to, I'll tough this out. stop it. You're not doing yourself any favors or the people that you care for. And I know, Kristen, usually you're dealing with women, but I know you've seen plenty of male partners where you're like, you should go get that looked at, you know, or get that concern taken care of.
100%. They usually slide it in during the visit. And then I get to say, hey, it would be a good idea for you to go see your doctor, too.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.